A Berkshire County-based makeup company was recently recognized by the federal government as a top exporter of goods. Iredell Mineral Cosmetics is headquartered on Church Street in Great Barrington and specializes in makeup that has skincare benefits. WAMC spoke with the company's founder and president, Jane Iredell, about receiving the president's E-Award for exports at a ceremony in Washington earlier this week.
It represents 22 years of international trade for us, starting out with, believe it or not, our first country was Taiwan, and we still have the same distributor there, but then moving into Canada and the UK, and now into 52 countries. So it's been a lot of work, a lot of fun, and it's taken a reasonably adventurous spirit to, as a very small company when we started, to embrace international the way we did. And it's sort of grown over the years and to the point where we're actually selling now about 30% of our distribution goes overseas. You know, it was very gratifying because there were 125 companies that were recognized, and only three from Massachusetts, and one was a consulting company. So we felt really good that we were representing Massachusetts in terms of actual products being exported. And as the people that I spoke to, many of them weren't anywhere close to the number of countries that we export to. So I was proud of our efforts, and I thought we represented Massachusetts well.
Why do you think that your products have caught on in so many different countries?
Well, makeup is universal. We just hit the timing right for women who are looking for products that performed well, but also were good for the skin and had eliminated ingredients that were problems for the skin, and some thought to be problems for the overall health. It was good timing, although we were pioneers in that field. We were, I think, the first line to concentrate on a makeup that was good for the skin. I can't say internationally that many countries aren't as forward-thinking as, say, the UK or Canada or the US, Australia, but gradually that has spread, and now almost everywhere we go, people are looking for products that they can trust on their bodies.
Do you have to change your marketing strategy at all? Because obviously countries have different cultures and views.
Well, that's a good question. We haven't had to change too much. Obviously, there are different regulations that apply to different countries, and we have to, in fact, we have two sets of packaging for the same product, one for the U.S. and one for the rest of the world. But generally, the colors and the products we have are accepted worldwide. Some countries don't take all of them. For Japan, for example, there are some base shades that simply don't work for them. So they have what we call a curated selection of products because they need more yellow-based skin tones, and they tend to have a narrower range of lipstick colors and eyeshadows that they like. But nevertheless, we do very well in Japan, and they've been wonderful partners with us.
Do certain products sell better overseas, or is there a variety?
No, I think it's pretty much the same as we sell in the U.S. Some countries are more interested in sunscreen products, SPF products, than others. We have six products now with SPF in them, and certainly in countries like Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., very, very interested in those SPF values. But some countries like Scandinavia, for example, not so much, because they don't see a lot of sun, they embrace the sun, and They don't want to wear anything that's going to stop them getting a little color. So I think that's really the only difference that I see as we go across the world.
What are the top countries that you export to?
Our top countries are UK, Canada, Japan, Australia. We do very well in Scandinavia, Germany. We were doing extremely well in Russia until the political blow up and the sanctions were imposed, and that's really put a huge brake on there. But we do well in Turkey. So it's sort of spread out, but our top two markets, always vying for number one, Canada and the UK.